I'm not crying anymore, oh, because I praise the Lord. I've been laughing all day long because of my Lord. Depression doesn't faze me anymore. Anxiety is gone because of my Lord.
It's time. Hey everybody, welcome to Lost Light and Laughter, an uplifting show about laughter after tragedy. I'm your host, Michelle A. If you're ready for some inspiration and laughter in your life, you've tuned in to the right show.
It's time to show love, everybody. Show love one time. He's strong enough to fight my battles. I know he'll never give me more than I can handle. My Lord, my King, the one that I...
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Lost Light and Laughter. Today, I have a sister coach with me on, Coach Megan Lynn. Megan, come on in. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Hello, everyone. My name is Megan Lynn of Megan Lynn Coaching, and I am a spirit-led abundant life and financial coach online and in person. I am a Pennsylvania girl born and raised, and I'm very excited to be on the podcast today with Michelle. And I want to share a little bit about what I offer to some of my clients. My specialty, honestly, is home ownership preparation. As many of us know, like everything that's going on right now, house prices are on the rise, food, gas, pretty much everything is on the rise.
Yes.
And it's very scary. And so I've always been into finances and making better choices. And so I like to lead my clients in how they can prepare for homeownership. It's not just walk in, get a mortgage, sign some papers. It can take years to either repair credit or, you know, save for, you know, a good down payment, get rid of debt. There's a lot to it. And so I really like to guide my clients on being able to, you know, be a proud homeowner and be prepared for that process. It's quite a process, but it's totally worth it. And especially now in our current economic times, it's never been more important to really be prepared and make good financial choices.
Amen. That's right. Well, Coach, as you know, the name of this show is called Lost Light and Laughter. Tell the audience about a significant loss that you experienced in your life.
I think the most influential loss I had in my life is honestly the loss of my grandparents. I had my both of my grandparents. My grandpa died unexpectedly, a little bit early, from like complications from a surgery. I was 13 at the time. My grandma fortunately was able to, you know, live on past that till I was 35, but they were such big influences in my life because I spent so much time with them, when I was younger, and they were just wonderful people, wonderful with everyone around them. And they were great partners and great family members. And they included me in some of their businesses and taught me so much about people and life and how to be financially responsible. And unfortunately, that's not really taught in schools. And so many generations just have, you know, just passed down negative beliefs about money. And so, like I said, I was so blessed to have them in my life. And when my grandma passed, I think I was 35. So I'm actually very blessed to have had her for so long. Many people, you know, never know their grandparents, or, right, you know, they pass away when they're young. And so I spent so much time with her, and she was such, how do I say, like, she embodied, what's the word I'm looking for? She embodied, just unconditional love. She made everyone feel included. She was everyone's biggest cheerleader in our family. She supported us even when she knew we messed up. She still supported us, and she still loved on us, and, you know, listened to us. She didn't give a lot of advice, but she was always there for us. And it was just such a devastating loss to everyone in the family. She was the matriarch. She was the one that, you know, made us act right. You know, we didn't want to disappoint. We didn't want to disappoint her. We always got together. We always showed up for each other because of her. Mm-hmm. And so when she passed from cancer, I think it was 5 years ago this month, it just, to be honest, we haven't quite been the same since. It's made us a lot closer, our family. But she is definitely missed. And having someone in your life that is that supportive and unconditional love, you know, providing when you lose them, it's just everything. You know, we didn't realize how much influence she had on us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I know grandparents are special, right? They give us a level of protection that you don't get with mom and dad, right? And they have a level of grace just because they've done it already. They raised their kids and they have a whole different outlook on life. And so, mm-hmm. you know, they are, how do I say, like parenting, I guess you could say grandparenting from a whole different perspective.
Right.
And they've seen the cycle of life and how things mm-hmm. work. And for them to be in your life, to be able to share and impart that wisdom, it is absolutely beautiful. I don't think people understand the value of grandparents. And I have a girlfriend, and we talk about this all the time because we are in states that are far away. Our families are up north, and I'm actually in Texas right now. And we were talking about the value of grandparents and that, you know, they were the ones that kind of made sure you were in church, you know, taught to you about the word of God. They, you know, they kept you on the straight and narrow path, you know, and even when you're upset at your mom or your dad for making you do something, grandparents can kind of give you the nudge, like, come mm-hmm. on now. It's not that bad.
Yes. Them over your parents because they have a soft touch.
Yes, yes. And they just know how to do it. They just mm-hmm. do. And so grandparents are so valuable. And I don't even know if this generation actually understands the wealth of knowledge that they have because mm-hmm. They've experienced, they've seen it all, especially if you're a particular age, you know, they know how to stretch a dollar. Matter of fact, they know how to stretch a dime. Okay.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's something that I feel like this generation, sometimes they'll miss just because they're going so quickly. And they don't really see the value in the people that are in front of them sometimes until it's too late. So to hear that you have that level of appreciation for grandparents, it's just absolutely beautiful. You are the first one. I would say we've done a number of shows, and I don't think I've done a show on the loss of grandparents yet, like both grandparents yet. Mm-hmm. So you're the first. So yeah. I think that's just it's a hard loss, especially when you are in patterns, right? You know, mm-hmm. this is what we do for Thanksgiving. This is what we're going to do for Christmas. We know Easter mm-hmm. Sunday, like we have a plan and grandma's always included in that plan. Yeah. And so, you know, when you feel the emptiness, but you know, okay, grandma was here, you know, this is what we should be doing, you know? So talk to us about God. I know a lot of times, like I mentioned before, grandparents really instilled the word, you know, they kind of ensured that, hey, salvation mattered to grandparents. You know, there was a time where it was just like your relationship with God was just the biggest thing. At least I know for my grandma, knowing God was like major for her. So talk to us about where God was in the midst of this, where you look at, okay, the matriarch of the family is gone. Like, how do we pull this together? God, where are you in all of this? Like, how do we recover? We know it's going to happen eventually, but no one's really quite ready. We're never ready. Even though we know in the back of our minds it's going to happen, we're never ready to let go. So talk to us about God and where he is in the midst of all of that.
The loss of my grandma, during the whole scenario, it actually happened very quickly. She had gotten sick and she was coughing and just not feeling well. She went to the doctor, and from the time she was diagnosed with lung cancer to the time she passed was 3.5 months.
What?
Yes. It was so quick.
Wow.
And yeah. So talk about like shocking. And then how do you deal with that? How do you process that? And honestly, God and family and people we love, friends and family, were the only thing that got us through. Mm-hmm. Because what is that, 100 days? I mean, it was so quick. And so just having faith, having family, really focusing on what's important, and everything else fell away. And there's not much left after, you know, love and God and family and really the important things. And sometimes I ask myself, you know, would we, if going back, would we want to know, or would we want to be surprised? Mm-hmm. And it was so emotional, and I still get emotional talking about it. But honestly, I'm glad that we had a warning, because we didn't know how much time she had.
Right.
So we were able to, with a warning, we were able to, you know, sit and pray and spend time together and say the things that we needed to say. And, you know, like I said, really focus on the important things in life.
Yeah. That's a hard thing. Like, you know, it's going to happen, but you don't know when. And it makes that time with them that much more valuable.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's never enough time with people we love, no matter what. No. You could have 100 years with someone,
right?
If you're blessed and lucky, and it's still not enough time.
Right.
So like I said, it just, you know, as far as God and everything goes, it was one of the only things that got us through: prayer, faith, family, unconditional love, support. You know, again, the things that really matter in life when it comes down to it.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Do you have something special that you and maybe your family do to really honor and celebrate your grandma? Like, I don't know if she had a particular thing that she just loved doing that you guys still do in reference and just honor to her.
She loved family dinners.
Mm-hmm.
That she loved holidays. She loved cooking. She loved sitting around the table for hours after we were even done eating and laughing and
yes.
talking about, you know, I love to make my grandma laugh. She loved to make me, at least she made everyone laugh.
Yeah.
And she put up with our stuff, and she was just amazing. So yeah, it was always family dinners and just really spending quality time together, making each other laugh, talking about, you know, good times. And so we've tried to continue the tradition of family dinners and spending quality time together to honor her and to honor each other.
Awesome. Amen. That's awesome. Listen, tell us about the laughter, because you mentioned that you love making her laugh and she made everyone laugh. Tell us a funny story. I mean, because okay. I'm pretty sure, like, whenever y'all get together, you're like, you remember when grandma said this?
Oh my God. A funny story. Okay. So one thing, it was a habit, and I really miss visiting her, whether I was running errands or just going to visit her for the day, or if it was a holiday, every time we would walk into her house, I would look in her fridge, whether I was hungry or not. And she would say, "Do you want something to eat?" And she always kept crackers, cheese, and some meats. So we
yes.
would sit at her table, and we would eat cheese and crackers, and we would talk about our day. And no matter what was going on, she would just listen. She was an amazing listener. And so we would sit at her table, eat cheese and crackers, and make each other laugh. And one time I found what I bought, I had just bought a house several years ago, and I found a mouse in my house.
Uh-huh.
And I was busy chasing this mouse around because I didn't want to kill it. It was only one, and it was a little baby. And so I cornered it in a closet, and I picked it up. I put gardening gloves on because I didn't want to touch it, but I didn't want to kill it either. So anyway, I got this mouse and I ran it all the way down the street because I didn't want to kill it. I know some people think I'm crazy, but I'm an animal lover. So anyway, long story short, I went to my grandma's house after this happened, and I was sitting there eating cheese and crackers with her, talking about how I caught this mouse and ran it down the street. And she is almost crying because of the ridiculousness of the story.
Yeah.
So, of course, I start embellishing a little bit, and I stand up almost like we're in a charades game, and I start acting out the whole thing. And she
reenactment.
Yes, she was crying, laughing, and so I kept adding things to the story that didn't even happen. She was looking like, "Come on now," because I just wanted to make her laugh. She had the best laugh. Yeah. And it was such a wonderful, it was a silly, it's the small things in life that are actually the big things.
It is.
So that story about the mouse in the house and in sitting there making her laugh, eating cheese and crackers and always looking in her fridge, whether I was hungry or not, like, it's such a good memory.
Yes, 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 it is. And it's just something you can share with anyone.
Right.
Just like, this is what happened, even though it didn't.
Most of it happened. I added a few things just to make her smile. Anything right. to make my mom smile.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh, my
she
goodness.
Always made us smile, you know?
Right. And she probably has some good dirt on your parents. So...
I'll tell you what, I would get off the phone, or I would go to her house to, I'm sorry, I'm going to say it, complain about my mother, but then I would forget my mother is her daughter.
Right.
So I would go to her house right after maybe having a disagreement with my mom, and she would already know all the dirt because my mom would call her. And so I'd sit down with cheese and crackers and I'd be like, you know what mom said? She goes, oh yeah, I know. And I'm like, there's no secrets. There are no secrets in this family.
Right, right.
But she would listen, you know, and she would just say, oh, you know, everything's going to work out, you know, even if she knew I was wrong. And sometimes my mom was wrong. And she would say, well, you know how your mom is, but right. I love her. And this is maybe how you should approach it. And it was always, she always approached with love and kindness and, okay, you know, maybe just let it go this time, you know. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. She always smoothed everything over and made it right.
Oh, that's awesome. That's such a beautiful story. And listen, I just love the fact that you had that opportunity to experience that well into your 30s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's just, it's beautiful. It's this beautiful thing to hold on to. I lost my grandmother at a very young age and my grandfather. So I didn't get to build that large time frame. So just to hear that, listen, I can live through someone else. Okay. I love it. I just the joy of grandparents is awesome. Mm-hmm. And so listen, thank you for telling us about that. Look, do you have any maybe words of advice for someone who's lost their grandma, that's their best friend, really? Because I feel like grandparents are like your best friends before you actually go to school. I mean, you have
your
siblings.
They're your biggest fans.
Yeah, they have your back. So do you have any advice for some of our listeners that's experiencing that?
Well, I would definitely say if you still have your grandparents, mm-hmm. spend as much time with them as possible. Put your phone down, mm-hmm. you know, spend an afternoon with them, listen to their stories, because again, you know, they've lived longer and they have so much wisdom to share. And if they've already passed, then maybe honor their memory by doing their favorite activity or making their favorite meal or following maybe some advice they gave.
Right.
You know what I mean? Honor them. And maybe, you know, if they were such an influence on you, honor them by maybe following in their positive footsteps.
That's right. Yeah. That's some good advice. Thank you so much. Listen, tell the audience where they can connect with you. Let them know your social media handles because they might want to learn more about purchasing a home. I know I purchased my first home post-divorce last year, and that was amazing. So tell the audience in case they're interested in, you know, wanting some coaching services and really want to get back on their feet, maybe after a divorce or a hardship, tell them where they can reach you.
Well, on Facebook, my personal page is just Megan Lynn, and it's just M-E-G-A-N Lynn, or Money Saving Maven. I'm actually more active on Instagram, and on Instagram, my handle is Megan_Lynn Coaching, just Megan Lynn Coaching. And while I do focus on mindset and intention, I really focus on helping prepare people for homeownership. Mm-hmm. And like I said, sometimes it can take years depending on your financial, you know, position and what exactly you're aiming for. I'm really proud to say that I've been a homeowner for 10 years. Because of my grandparents, they were so good with finances and they taught me so much about that. They included me in their business. My grandparents tracked and budgeted everything they spent. everything they, you know, all their income, and they included me in that and taught me. So they were so influential. So I like to help my clients to be able to understand financial tracking, the importance of a budget, discipline, how they can become homeowners, and the process. And so because I had that early influence in my mid-20s, I decided, okay, I'm tired of paying increasing rent costs. Mm-hmm. I'm going to save for a couple years. Okay, I actually downsized to a smaller apartment because I was like, you know what? I'm always on the go, especially in your early 20s.
Right.
I'm always on the go, and I don't really need a lot of extra frills. So I downsized, I saved for a couple years so I would have a good down payment. I was able to buy a home at 29. And then I was like, I'm not gonna let this be over my head for 30 years. I decided I'm gonna pay it off in 10. Good well, because of my, thank you. Because of my focus and what I learned from my grandparents, I was able to pay off my home in 5 years. Yes, I'm so proud of that. I made a decision. I was intentional, and I got laser focused on how do I want to live my life? What do I want to do? And one of the major things I wanted to do was be a homeowner and secure, basically be financially secure. And a lot of people don't realize buying a home is it's a big decision. It's yeah. one of the biggest decisions and financial, you know, things they're going to buy in their lifetime. So I'm like, all right, I decided, I set my intentions. I was laser focused. I had to do a lot of things to be disciplined, but I was able to, like I said, buy a home and pay it off in 5 years because I was so focused.
Yeah.
That's awesome. What I like to get my clients, to guide my clients towards: home ownership, focus, tracking, like financial tracking and budgeting, so that they can buy themselves a home, start a family, and just be financially, you know, at peace.
Yeah. 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 Awesome. Like, that got me pumped.
It's possible.
That's really
it's
good. Yeah.
Now listen, 5 years, that was a little crazy. I'm very focused. I'm very yeah. disciplined. A lot of people, that may or may not be possible depending on what's going on. But you know what? If you're focused and you set your intentions, and, you know, maybe 10 years.
Right.
You know,
right.
Maybe 10 years, maybe 15 years. And again, now in these economic times, you have to be focused. You have mm-hmm. to figure something out. And a lot of times what I'm teaching my clients is, if they have a decent down payment and if they, you know, prepare a year, 2 or 3 years, and then, you know, make a good choice as far as a home, a lot of times the home, the actual mortgage can be less than what they're paying in rent.
Exactly.
And then they're sowing into their future, their family's future, their children's future.
Building
and
equity.
Security.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. You know, security, which we can all use more of, peace and security, you know, to protect your family and yourself.
Absolutely. Man, that's awesome. Listen, audience, you heard it. Okay. This coach is the real deal. All right. So if you are listening to this podcast and you can relate, I want you to look, download and share. Okay. And then contact Coach Megan Lynn. Come on, contact her, get your money right, own a home and pay it off. All right. So I want to thank you again, Coach Megan, for coming on and just blessing our podcast and talking about your grandparents and about your coaching business. This concludes our episode of Lost Light and Laughter.
Thank you.
Everybody show love one time. It's time to give praise. Everybody give praise one time. Yeah. It's time to show love, everybody. Show love one time.